All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, last week saw the Washington Nationals release relief pitcher Jonathan Papelbon, and of course, it has been a very interesting time, to say the least, for Papelbon with the Nats. Now, of course, Washington picked him up midseason in 2015 from the Philadelphia Phillies. And, you know, he really did not ingratiate himself to the team last year when he choked out outfielder Bryce Harper after not running out of play. And, of course, Harper would go on to be named the 2015 NL MVP. And, you know, it raised a lot of eyebrows around baseball because you figure, number one, Papelbon's a relief pitcher. And, number two, he simply just got to the team. And that's something that you would want to have your veterans and your captains and people like that on the team really try to police things like that, not a guy like Papelbon. Now, of course, a few weeks ago, the Nats did acquire relief pitcher Mark Melancon from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Melancon basically does the same thing that Papelbon does, which is close out games. And Papelbon, it was up and down this season for him. He did have 19 saves in Washington, but he had an earned run average of 4.37, which is the highest of his 12-year MLB career. Now, of course, Papelbon's best days were with the Boston Red Sox, as in 7 years with the Red Sox, Papelbon saved 219 games, along with being a four-time American League All-Star while finishing second in the AL Rookie of the Year voting back in 2006. And of course, he helped the Bo Sox win the World Series in 2007. Now, Papelbon would leave as a free agent after the 2011 season. He would sign with the Philadelphia Phillies. And of course, Papelbon was able to close out games for Philadelphia, but he really did not welcome himself to the fans of Philadelphia. Of course, he famously flipped them off and even grabbed his crotch down there at a home game. And of course, the Phillies had to suspend him for that. So you look at a guy right now on Papelbon, he's 35 years of age, and he's been out there on the market for the past few days. And, you know, you have not found a team that is willing to take a bite on him. And I think Papelbon is a guy that can go out there and can still close games for a contending team. But the problem is this: is he a guy that a contender would want in their clubhouse? I mean, I look at some teams that really could use him. You look at the Seattle Mariners, the Houston Astros, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the San Francisco Giants. All of these teams currently find themselves in the hunt for a postseason spot. Now, the Giants are in first place in the NL West, while you look at the Mariners, they are 2.5 games behind the Boston Red Sox for the final wild card spot in the American League. The Houston Astros find themselves 4.5 games back of the Red Sox for that final wild card spot. And then, of course, the Pirates are 1.5 games behind the St. Louis Cardinals for the final spot in the National League. So it's a situation where you have teams there that could use his services, but is he worth the headache? And a guy like Jonathan Papelbon at this point, he might have to check, or not might have to, he probably will have to check his ego at the door if another team is going to pick him up, because you figure, I don't see a team right now that is simply going to hand over the reins to this guy and say, you know what, you are our guy for the ninth inning. It's either going to be a situation where A, he's a part of a closer by committee situation, or B, he's going to have to be the eighth inning guy. And that's what happened this year for the Nationals when they acquired Melancon from Pittsburgh, because basically they brought him in to be the closer, just like it was last year when the Nationals acquired Papelbon from the Philadelphia Phillies. And then Drew Storen was bumped down to the eighth inning guy, and things did not go well for him after that. And I think for the Washington Nationals, for their sake, as far as where they are attempting to go this year, of course, they have a great chance to win the National League East, and they want to get to the postseason and win their first postseason series for the first time in franchise history. You don't need a headache like Papelbon in your clubhouse. So I can understand why Nationals General Manager Mike Rizzo cut ties. Papelbon did come to the team and asked to be released. Rizzo didn't have to grant it to him, but you know what? It doesn't make sense to keep a guy around that simply does not want to be there. But you figure between now and August 31st, I do see a team taking a bite on Mr. Papelbon, but the bottom line is this, he has to check his ego at the door, and he definitely has to humble himself and understand the situation that he is going into, as he needs the team more than the team simply needs him. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a AAA affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming college football season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.